also not being very self-aware at that point in my life and not even knowing what I know that I don't know, right? There's a stuff we don't know that we don't know, and that's where I lived for a long time. Looking back, I can say now I know what I don't know and I want to fix that and get better at that. That's one of the big things, especially looking back and going, okay, it's working, it's not working. What do I not know? Where can I go? How can I get help? Like, what's not?
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Jason Cutter. He founded the Cutter Consulting Group with a focus on coaching and training individuals who want to dramatically improve their selling effectiveness. Jason is also the author of Selling with Authentic Persuasion, Transform from Order Taker to Quota Breaker. And he hosts the Authentic Persuasion Show, the Scalable Call Center Sales Podcast, and Call Center Confidence with Cutter and Cat. But his first business failed to make money. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, we all know that I like having recurring guests, but I've also started having guests on a bonus podcast called Bright Bulbs. It's a little bit more chill, a little bit more relaxed, and we have a lot of fun talking about silly ideas and creative projects we may or may not ever get into. If you want to access this special bonus podcast, you can go to patreon.com/AlexWilliams. That's WILLIAMNS. Or just click the first link in the show notes. Thanks for your support. Now, enjoy the show. Jason Cutter, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Yeah, let's do it, Alex.
All right. So today we're going to talk about you failing to make enough money to keep your business open. Obviously, running a business, you need to earn money. Otherwise, it's just a hobby. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the idea of the business and then where it went from there?
Yeah. So in 2004, I was working in the mortgage industry. Residential mortgages was kind of a hot time in the market, yet I didn't feel like that was the right place for me. I had a coworker I was doing the mortgages alongside with, and we decided to start up a business called Real Estate Remedies. And the goal was to go and chat with people who were in trouble with their mortgage in foreclosure and had an actual auction date set with, you know, with the sheriff, if you will, and help them in advance so that they didn't lose their home, right? So whether they could keep their home or help them sell it, whatever that looked like, you know, a whole host of options. And so my business partner, we started this. His name is Fred. Fred and I essentially started marketing, sending things out to people who were in trouble, visiting people, having conversations, and moving things forward. We also spent some time actually buying houses that we had contractors fix up, and then we flipped them. That business lasted for about 2 years until basically we had to stop. Fred was doing other things in conjunction. And the biggest challenge was the cash flow. It was the lessons learned. It was going into that business. You know, one of the big things was not having enough money, let's say, to carry it through. Also, it's just the learning. You know, for example, our first flip that we did where we bought a house, basically had somebody do a bunch of work to it. We learned a lot of lessons, which is code for it sucked and it took a long time and it cost us a lot of money. You know, like they say, you plan on it taking three times as long and costing twice as much. I think at the end of the day, Fred and I split like $10,000 after I think a 6-8 month project, which is not a very good monthly cash flow if you break it down. We learned a lot, and it's like you either pay for that or you're gonna pay for that lesson, college or real life somehow, and didn't account for that enough times, right? So it was just not giving yourself enough leeway. And then, you know, it was interesting because it was my first time working from home, and what people are experiencing now or have been for the last year and a half with, let's say, the pandemic and going remote instead of being in an office and being distracted by the fridge or the couch or life or other things. I went through that for a couple of years in those days. And I remember literally like, oh, it's noon. This would be a good time to go to the grocery store and then pick up my dry cleaning. And like all of these things instead of actually working and staying focused. And a lot of that not being tapped into why I was doing it and just having that focus. And learned a lot. There was a lot of good things. Also, some of the transactions we did to help people, they took a long time. Some worked out, some didn't. It was really coming at it with what we knew and what I knew, but with a ton of blind spots about what I didn't know. So like the marketing side, I've never done marketing before that. I was in the mortgage business, which at that time was order taking. Everyone wanted to buy a house, especially in the area I was in. And so you didn't have to try very. I didn't know anything about sales at that point. And we're talking, I'm 28 years old, never really been in a sales role. And now I'm having to sell without any guidance and figuring it out on the fly as we went. And that was, you know, what stacked up to create that, as you call it, the broken bulb moment, where it's like, looking back on it now, I can see all the things that were missing that would have helped. Like some of the things, when I really look at the lessons, is having a mentor in place and some guidance to really be able to do it. We had it kind of later on in the process. At some point, it was a little bit too late. But having a mentor, going into something we had no idea what we were doing without a clear mentor, like we need a mentor, a coach, somebody to guide us. Like that was one thing that was missing. Also, not being very self-aware at that point in my life and not even knowing what I know that I don't know, right? There's a stuff we don't know that we don't know. And that's where I lived for a long time. Looking back, I can say now I know what I don't know and I want to fix that and get better at that. And that's one of the big things, especially looking back and going, okay, it's working, it's not working. What do I not know? Where can I go? How can I get help? Like what's not? So not enough analysis and self-awareness. And especially going 2 years, let's say, with struggling and fighting instead of like, okay, it's been 3 months, it's been 6 months. Not to quit, but to be like, okay, what do we need? What can I get help with? Versus now at this point in my life, when I'm starting projects or working on all the things I have going on, I will beat my head against the wall and figure it out as much as I can to push myself. And at a certain point realize, okay, I need some adult assistance. I need some help with this.
Right. Right. Because there's always somebody, hopefully, you know, in most circumstances that knows more than we do about how to be successful in this certain area. And I want to tap more into this idea of knowing what you don't know. So basically seeing the blind spot, saying, I think I have to do something here, but I don't know anything about that. So now how is it that you go about figuring out what those blind spots are in your project and then finding somebody who can help you fill those in?
It's a tough one because I'll say whether it's business, it's a project, starting a podcast, it's even relationships in life, even, you know, significant other relationships. It's always that interesting thing in my head is like, okay, so this is a struggle and a challenge. Am I just need to grow and push myself through it? Is it the right direction at all? Or who can help me with that? And I don't know that I have the best answer for that. It's like, how do I know when I need a certain type of help other than, okay, looking for, as you just mentioned, who has or is doing what I want to be doing? And then what is the model they've created or how are they modeling that? Again, business, podcast, writing a book, your relationships. And then what can they teach me either directly as a mentor or coach or indirectly by just looking at what they're doing? It's like when I wrote my book, I had tried writing a book years before, I gave up, just got in my head, like most wannabe authors will. And then when I decided I want to do it again, I found one person who I knew was an expert, had done it before, coached other people, called him up. What will it take to hire you? How can you help me? Let's do it. And then it was on.
And of course, at the end of every episode, I like to hear what's working for you now because you've moved on. It's been years since this attempt at real estate. And what are you doing now and where can we go to find you?
Well, what's interesting is that whole experience that didn't work out well in the moment triggered several other things where I ended up staying in and or running away and then returning back to a life of sales and sales leadership. So now I have my consulting company that I started in 2019, Cutter Consulting Group, and I work with sales teams and individuals, a lot of systems, processes, helping people sell and also teams and companies build effective sales operations, especially around people who aren't natural born salespeople, kind of like myself, not superstars. So how do you help everybody be more successful. So I have my book, Selling with Authentic Persuasion, Transformed from Order Taker to Quota Breaker, which came out last year. I have a couple of podcasts. Best thing to do for anyone who's in sales or running sales teams, go to jasoncutter.com. And that's the hub for the podcast, the several of the books that I have, the training, the coaching that I do, and everything else I have going on.
Fantastic. I'm going to have links to all of that and more down in the show notes so people can check you out and find where they can connect with you and learn from your experience and maybe figure out a little bit of what they don't know. And with that, I just want to say thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Alex. This was awesome.
And thank you for listening. Find people who can fill in your blind spots and work with them. Special thank you to Jason Cutter for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, which I've linked down in the show notes. And if you want to offer support beyond leaving a review and sharing the show, please visit Patreon via the first link in the show note. As a thank you for your support, you'll get a postcard from me wherever I am to wherever you are. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.